A Japanese artist who creates detailed designs on fallen leaves says the process gives the leaves new life and also helps keep him healthy. The artist goes by the name Lito. He did not want to share his full name for personal reasons. Lito likes to cut or carve many different leaf designs. Examples of his work include a frog holding an umbrella, animals jumping happily, Japan's famous Mount Fuji, and ocean waves. Lito began making his leaf art in 2020. Now he has many fans around the world who discovered his designs on social media. He recently told reporters from the Associated Press that his work also gives him peaceful feelings to help deal with a health issue. The condition Lito struggles with is called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. People with ADHD can experience difficulties such as mental focus, directing attention, and organizing and controlling urges. The 38-year-old Lito said that in addition to helping him deal with his own issues, he hopes his art can give other people enjoyment as well. Lito likes working at night. In a demonstration of his process, he showed that he first treats several leaves with a chemical to keep them from drying out. Then he chooses the one he wants to work with and places it on a cutting surface. He begins by making a design on the leaf with a pen. He then uses a special design knife to cut the leaf. As he works slowly and carefully, one leaf begins to take the shape of a frog carrying an umbrella. Some of Lito's more complex creations on a single leaf can take more than 8 hours to complete. He said he likes to finish a leaf in one sitting. His leaf-cutting works include titles such as Scrolls of Frolicking Animals, Leaf Aquarium, and 36 Views of Mount Fuji, the Great Wave off Kanagawa. He often uses animals as his subject, and each piece includes some of his own personal elements. Since his childhood, Lito says he has had high levels of concentration and patience. But no matter how hard he tried, he felt he could not meet expectations of behavior at school and work. He also struggled to understand others' feelings and to avoid conflict. After years of difficulty, he went to a hospital at age 30 and was told he has ADHD, a diagnosis he felt explained why he has always done things differently. Lito said he saw no reason to force himself to do things the same way as other people. So he decided to change his way of living. In early 2020, Lito learned about the art of leaf cutting. He saw it as the perfect use of his patience and concentration. Word of his skill has spread far across social media, and he has published books on his leaf cutting work. And, almost every month, he holds a showing of his art in different places in Japan. If I can make people happy by doing what I am doing, I want to do more. That's my driving force for what's next, Lito said. I'm Jill Robbins.